The first rays of dawn streaked the sky, their light slowly illuminating the land. Pouchville lay in a comfortable, sleepy stillness. Carla, with her soft brown fur and gentle eyes, began her day as she always did, with a casual hop and a nibble on the dew-laden grass. Jax, her mischievous Joey, would usually tug at her pouch, eager for the day's first story. Yet today, a peculiar glint in the dirt distracted her. Nudging the sparkling object with her nose, she discovered a coin. Intricate patterns danced across its surface, and the words etched onto it hinted at untold adventures. The air grew heavy with anticipation, and as Carla's fingers brushed the coin, colors swirled, and the ground shifted beneath her. Suddenly, the scent of dry earth filled her nostrils. She was no longer in the lush greens of Pouchville, but amidst an endless expanse of golden sand. The silhouette of a massive pyramid pierced the horizon, pulling her gaze. A heavy knot of worry tightened in her chest, its weight pressing on her heart. Memories of Jax's twinkling eyes and the sound of his infectious laughter bubbled up, making her feel the vast distance between them even more acutely. Every second felt precious. She recalled the playful games of hide and seek, the cozy snuggles at night, and Jax's insatiable curiosity about the world. The vast desert stretched before her, seemingly unending. But with the memory of Jax spurring her on, Carla's movements became more deliberate. Every hop was stronger, carrying her further. The golden sands churned beneath her feet, leaving a trail of her swift passage. Out of the shimmering heat haze, a patch of shifting colors drew closer. It was Charlie, the chameleon. His scales constantly changed hues, reflecting his emotions, a vibrant tapestry of blues, greens, and yellows. His eyes, swiveling independently, regarded Carla with a mix of surprise and empathy. "Lost too, eh?" he remarked, his tongue darting out to catch an unsuspecting fly. Carla nodded, sharing her tale of the mysterious coin and her desperate need to return to Jax. In return, Charlie spoke of his own sudden arrival in this desert, his discovery of cryptic hieroglyphics hinting at a cosmic journey, and whispers of another coin that might hold the key to their return. With the desert sun overhead casting its scorching rays, Carla and Charlie decided that the pyramid, with its towering shadow, would be the best place to start their search for the second coin. As they approached its base, a series of hieroglyphics caught Charlie's attention. His adaptable eyes scrutinized every detail, deciphering ancient tales of treasures and journeys between worlds. "There," Charlie pointed with his tail towards a hidden passage slightly ajar. The two adventurers, driven by hope, made their way down dimly lit corridors, the walls telling tales of bravery and cosmic wonders. The deeper they ventured, the cooler and more mysterious their surroundings became. Finally, they stumbled upon a chamber bathed in a soft, ethereal glow. In the center, on a pedestal, rested another coin. Its aura seemed to beckon them. Carla hesitated, her earlier experience fresh in her mind. But Charlie, being the more impulsive of the two, touched it first. And just like before, colors swirled around them. But instead of the dry, hot air of the desert, the sting of salty sea air greeted them, and the creaking of wood resonated beneath their feet. Carla found herself on a ship, its wooden deck bustling with a crew of wombats. Captain Wally, with his grizzled fur and bright eyes, bellowed orders. Yet above the ship's hum, a singular thought persisted in Carla's mind. Jax. The tranquility of the voyage was soon shattered. Towering waves like mountains of rage threatened to consume them. Carla clutched the coin, hoping, praying, but the tempest cared not for her wishes. Drawing on a reserve of courage she never knew she had, Carla scaled the ship's mast, the coin clenched tightly in her grasp. The wind whipped her fur, and raindrops felt like needles on her skin. With a roar of determination, she thrust the coin skyward, willing it to respond. Magic sparked. From the coin, brilliant tendrils of light reached out, embracing the ship and shielding it from nature's wrath. And when Carla dared to open her eyes, it wasn't the vast ocean she saw, but a verdant forest suspended in the sky by enormous floating mushrooms. The ship settled gently atop a giant mushroom cap, its roots offering makeshift docks. Charlie blinked, taking in the lush forest that spread out before them. Every leaf, every blade of grass seemed to pulse with a surreal luminescence. "Carla," he whispered excitedly, "look at this." He pointed to a particularly glowing mushroom. When he touched it, it emitted a soft, harmonious tune. Carla, while appreciating the marvel, still felt the tugging concern for Jax. "Charlie, we need to find a way home. We can't lose focus." But before they could chart their next move, a figure emerged from the woods. It was Eli, a young elf with iridescent wings, whose every step was accompanied by a chorus of melodic notes. "You bear the cosmic coin," he noted, his voice as soft as the rustling leaves. "It's been eons since it chose travelers." Carla showed the coin, her fingers trembling slightly. "I just want to find my way back to my son, Jax." Eli nodded empathetically. "The coin holds mysteries even we don't understand. But if you seek a way home, the old tree at the forest's heart might have answers." Their journey took them through a mesmerizing array of sights and sounds. Bioluminescent creatures, plants that played melodies, and rivers that flowed with sparkling star-like particles. It was enchanting, yet Carla's heart weighed heavy, each step a testament to her unwavering love for Jax. Reaching the heart of the forest, the old tree stood majestic and timeless. Its bark seemed to hold the stories of ages past. As they approached, the tree's deep grooves rearranged themselves, forming a familiar face, a visage resembling Jax. "Seeker of the coin," it rumbled, "your heart's yearning resonates within me, but remember, every journey has its trials." Carla pleaded, "Tell me, wise tree, how can I return to my son?" The tree whispered a riddle. "Above the clouds where dreams take flight, find the star that shines most bright. With the coin in hand, make a plea. Only then will you truly be free." Eli mused. "Above the cloud, that might mean the highest mushroom peak." With newfound vigor, the trio ventured to the mushroom's apex. As night fell, a singular star shone with unparalleled brilliance. Carla, clutching the coin, whispered a heartfelt plea, thinking of Jax's laughter, their shared moments, and the warmth of their bond. As the star's light enveloped her, Carla felt a familiar sensation, the soft grass of Pouchville beneath her feet and the comforting chirps of early morning birds. There was Jax, hopping excitedly towards her, relief evident in his sparkling eyes. Jax's joyful hops closed the distance between them rapidly. As they embraced, his tiny voice quivered with emotion. "Mom, you were gone so long. I missed you." Tears welled in Carla's eyes. She brushed her muzzle against Jax's cheek, absorbing the warmth of their closeness. "Oh, Jax, the places I've seen, the challenges, but being away made me realize how much home truly means." From a little distance, Charlie chuckled, his scales shimmering in amusement. "Pouchville isn't too bad for a chameleon like me. Think I might stick around for a bit." Carla grinned. "Just wait until story time tonight. We'll have quite the tale for the little ones." She winked at Charlie, both knowing their adventures would captivate young hearts for seasons to come. That evening, as Carla's voice weaved tales of cosmic wonders, Jax, nestled comfortably in her pouch, occasionally glanced up to see her eyes reflecting the very stars they spoke of. He noticed a particular star, twinkling more brightly than the rest, catching his mum's gaze more than once. "You like that star, Mum?" She smiled, leaning in to whisper, "That, my dear, is our guiding star. Always remember, no matter where you are, there's always a light leading you home."
This was a Tall Tale short, small but mighty stories, released in audio format. Create, read, and share more tales at talltale.com.